It is not easy to give a tour in a construction zone.
All right, so we're at the top of the stairs with the second floor, so this is up. This is a hallway I was telling you.
But Jeff Johnston is trying his hardest to show off the new career and technical education space at the University of Alaska Southeast Sitka campus. It has been a busy few months.
The sheetrockers were here, the painters were here. Now the electrician's finishing up, and then the high-tech people will be here to put in cameras and all of that.
A dimly lit hangar where woodworking and welding classes are held is now bright. The campus replaced its old mercury vapor emergency lights with new fluorescent lighting. A single 52-watt bulb now does the work of three 400-watt mercury lamps that once burned 24 hours a day. There are better systems for keeping the air clean in areas where sawdust and soot might be flying around. Extension cords are gone, replaced by spools dangling from the ceiling, and the plans call for the installation of a new renewable energy lab.
If we wanted to do a low-head hydro project, if we wanted to look at wood pellets, if we wanted to look at cold climate construction, we can reconfigure this.
The new workplaces should make for a cleaner, brighter, and Johnston says safer environment. But the centerpiece of this renovation, and one of the biggest reasons the space here is changing, has to do with the internet.
And we're up to about 70 to almost 80% of our students are not in Sitka.
Online learning has become a huge part of what UAS does, and it is reflected in the new designs. At the center of the building, on the second level, is a 200-person exhibition hall with video conferencing capabilities. At the moment, this room is studs, I-beams, and sheetrock, but soon it will be very high-tech.
What are they, 12-foot screens side by side? One for presentation, one for video conference? And then there'll be one big 16-foot screen in the middle that'll come down if you're just going to have a presentation or a show. Have a big podium we can take a look at. It'll be over in the corner.
Right now, the room UAS uses for video conferencing starts to feel cramped around 80 people. Johnston says the move toward online learning is more than just gee whiz technology. It allows his campus to reach more students in isolated places. It could also mean more in-person opportunities for Sitka. For example, there might not be enough people in Sitka to put 25 people in a particular class.
But if we can put four or five in a local class, and at the same time, via video conferencing, bring three from Petersburg and two from Wrangell and whatever via the video conference, we can have that local experience or opportunity for the students and plus serve students in some of the outlying communities. So that's our latest venture.
Johnston says the changes to the building will make all of those things easier. He also acknowledges, though, that for faculty, handling that local and online blend of students will be kind of an adjustment.
It's more than kind of an adjustment. We were looking at I was at the Air Force Academy. We prided ourselves in having no more than about 18 students in a class. And once in a while, we'd jump all the way up to 24. And then when I was down at St. George's University, I had 320 students in a class. And then I get up here, and when I do teach a class, I've got them, they're not even with me.
About $3 million of the campus renovation is from the Federal Department of Education. The rest, about $800,000, comes from the state to handle safety and code issues. Johnston says this is probably the largest project the campus has done in the last 7 years. UAS Sitka is hoping to have its remodel ready to show off at a September 21st open house. That will likely include a brief ceremony and the unveiling of some student artwork, including six totems for the outside of the building. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.